Hello, Farhiwit. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Mr. Farhiwit, just a few questions. I'm going to try to keep things pretty straight to the point here with you to be mindful of your time.
Yes.
Now, Rose City Handyman, what exactly, I mean, are you doing, because I was reading Tara's notes, seems like you are, you know, you're doing like appliance repair, gutter cleaning, roof cleaning. What do you specialize in precisely?
Well, my specialty is a wide range.
Okay.
So anywhere from damaged plumbing fixing to changing, you know, outlets to I built my own home when I was 15, so that gives you an idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How much knowledge I have in regards to labor. That's what I do.
Okay, gotcha. All right, sounds good. I guess I just, you know, I also want to keep things, you know, very transparent here,
yeah.
Mr. Farhiwit. Right now, you know, if you start receiving more calls, right, and you start getting people to call you from the Google platform, are you in a position right now where you're able to take on more jobs? Like, can you attend to new clients?
Well, yeah, that's the whole purpose of me even attempting to go this route is I'm getting ready to do more, and that's what my ultimate goal is.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear, because you know, that's what we're definitely looking for. So let me ask, right now, are you out on the field working solo?
Yes, I have and another guy right now.
Okay, so you do have a helper. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So this is what we are proposing, Mr. Farhiwit. Am I pronouncing your name right? I'm sorry. How do you pronounce your name?
It's okay. It's Farhiwit.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I've been pronouncing it incorrect, man. Thank you for not correcting me. Okay. So, Mr. Farhiwit, what we are offering right now is to put Rose City Handyman on the first page of Google, which is where we have a position opened. You know, to be on the first page of Google, there has to be a spot available because everybody wants to be on that first page because people know that once you're on that first page, obviously, you will not be short of work. So we're proposing to put Rose City Handyman right alongside of Pronto Handyman, Ace Handyman, Helpful Badger, Mr. Handyman of Lake Oswego, Portland Handyman, Todd, All Around Maintenance, Frank's Handyman Service, and Mr. Jack. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Mr. Farhiwit.
Right.
Yeah. So these companies that I mentioned to you, they're the ones that come up as first options on Google, and that's how they get all the work and stay busy, Mr. Farhiwit. So that's where we would be putting your company, is right alongside of these companies on that first page of Google. Okay? Now, the time that you've had your company, have you built the website for the business or not yet?
I am working on that website. I don't think it's done yet, so I have a person working on it.
Oh, you have somebody working. Okay, the reason that I ask is that part of the service, sir, that we offer, we can actually build the website for you, and it's already included in the service. But if you're going to build your own, we can also work with that. Okay? With the website that you would you have, we can put it on Google as well. Okay? I did send over to you a sample site. I just texted it over to you. Can you let me know if you got it?
Yeah, I heard it come in, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a sample site. I don't know if you're able to look at it right now or if you're driving.
I am driving, so it'd be just focus on my driving. But yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to be the reason something happens there. So, based on that information, you know, the website is something that we would include if you wanted us to. Do you have any social media presence, Mr. Rowitt?
I do have a Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the reason that I'm asking is that we also work hand-by-hand with Facebook because Google and Facebook have a partnership. So we would list and promote the Facebook page that you have, and then we would run ads on Facebook for the business. Okay, and that's already included within the service. You don't pay for that extra. Okay, and then lastly, we work with Apple, Mr. Fragwood. So we would also list you through the Apple website for anyone that uses their iPhone, right, that they use Safari to do searches. We would also list
right,
you
right.
on Apple. Okay. Now, the pricing that we manage, is actually quite affordable, Mr. Fragwood. It is $299 a month, and there's no contract attached to it. Okay. It's a flat rate, once a month without a contract. What does that mean? It means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time. But, I mean, let's be honest. If we're keeping you busy, you know, and keeping that consistency flow of work coming in, you know, I don't see a reason why you would want to cancel, right? But because it's not a contract, you have that right, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, also very straightforward, sir. Are you right now open to take on commercial work, residential, or... Are you open for both commercial and residential?
So I'm ready for both commercial and residential as long as it's handyman services.
Perfect. Okay, I'm only asking, and sorry for the question, but the only reason we ask that is that, you know, we do have both of those available, and a lot of the guys that are doing handyman work right now only stick to residential. So if you're doing commercial, that's actually pretty good because it sets you aside, right? And it definitely gives you the open opportunities to get more work for commercial. So that's really good. Okay, perfect. Now, Mr. Fraghead, what is your last name?
Last name, T-E-K-L-E.
Okay.
H-A-I-M-A, N as in Nancy, O, G as in Tom.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that because I don't think I could.
it's a tongue twister.
Can you say that for me one time?
Tekla Hymenot.
Tekla Hymenot. Where's that from, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a Greek descendant and Ethiopian.
And that, I got to tell you, man, I've been doing this for many, many, many years, and I come across thousands of last names. I can go back 10 years and I don't think I've ever seen your last name, brother. Let me make sure I have it right. I have T-E-K-L-E-H-A-I-M-A-N-O-T.
M-A-N-O-T, yep.
Okay, and then your first name is
F-R-E-H-I-W-E-T.
Okay, perfect. And do you have an email address, sir?
Yes, it's TEDROS, the number 20082. Sorry, I'm giving you the wrong one. Give me a second here. I'm trying to drive, talk, and all that good stuff.
It's okay, brother. Don't worry, man. Let's just get you busy. I'm sure you're going to love the services on Google, man. It doesn't have to be the company one. You can give me a personal one. It's just to send you the confirmation.
Gotcha. You ready?
Let's go ahead.
It's Rose, R-O-S-E, City, S-I-T-Y, Handyman. The number one, at Gmail.
All right, there it came up right away. Rose City Handyman number 1 at Gmail. All right, perfect. Now, the 503 number, Mr. Freiwit, did you want that to show on Google, or do you have another number that we can put on there?
This is the number that we're going to use as of right now.
As of right now. Okay, perfect. You can change it at any time, okay, just so you know.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Mr. Freiwit? We're not going to list that on Google. It's just for our records.
Gotcha. 13520 Northeast Rose Parkway, Portland, Oregon.
Okay, and I have a zip code that comes up for me, 97230.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, what days and what times, Mr. Freiwit, did you wanted to show on Google that you're open to take the calls from the clients that are going to call you from the Google platform?
Right now, we're going to go Monday through Friday.
Okay, 1 second. Monday through Friday. Okay, what days and what times? Oh, Monday through Friday, what times?
Yep. From 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
8 p.m. How about Saturdays and Sundays? You're not working on the weekends?
At this moment, no.
No. Okay. Perfect. You can always change that as well. Okay. And then how far outside of Portland are you willing to travel for new customers?
So right now we're staying within Portland.
Within Portland. Okay. So just within the 97230 area. Okay. Portland only.
Yeah. Portland, 97230, 97217.
9721 as well?
Yeah. 97217.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Give me 1 second. All righty. And then, what is the name of the Facebook page that you have? Is it Rose City Handyman?
That is correct.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. So we're going to build the website for Rose City Handyman, Mr. Freiwit. Do you have any pictures of the work that you have done?
Oh, I do.
Okay, perfect, because we're going to need those to put them on the website. That's why I'm asking, okay? All right, bear with me 1 second here. I need to create a password for the account, Mr. Freiwit. And by the way, I'm almost, you know, done here, so thank you for being patient. I need to create a password. This is in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to verify that we're only speaking with you. So you get to choose one of these questions, and whatever one you choose, that's going to be the password for the account that we created. Your mother's maiden name.
Okay.
City you were born in, or your pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Hadas.
H-A-D-D-A-N. H-A-D, you said?
H-A-D-D-A-S.
A-S. Okay, Hadas. Mr. Freiwit, I'm sorry to ask, and I'm not trying to be nosy, but what language do you speak, aside from English?
I speak Tigrinya, Marinya, a little bit of Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I try to be as bilingual as possible.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm born here, but my parents are Mexican, so yo hablo español. That's the only two languages I speak.
Sí.
También hablas español.
Sí.
Man, that's a lot.
So the key is to be able to communicate using all the languages.
Yes. Yes.
So if I throw in English and in Spanish together, you'll understand me.
Okay. Absolutely.
Right.
I will, yep. Absolutely.
But I try to learn as much as I can.
Perfect. And Mr. Frejewit, you do have access to RoseCityHandyman1@gmail.com, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because that's where you're going to get the confirmations right now in a second. And okay, and sorry for the next question. The system just prompted me. You are open right now to accept both commercial and residential job if the customers start calling right now, correct? I mean, meaning you are able to take on new customers, obviously. Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And if the job's a little bit bigger, Mr. Frejewit, do you have help, like somebody that would help you do the job?
You mean my equipment?
Yeah, no, like, do you have, like, a helper if you needed one? You can get a helper if, like, the job that we sent to you is a little big?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear as well. Okay. All right, Mr. Frejewit, to get things here started with Google and get you listed on that first page, regarding the monthly service payment, there's two ways that you can take care of that. You can use a company credit card or you can use a personal debit card to process the payment. Which one did you want to use?
So right now it would have to be my personal. That's the only thing I have on me.
Okay, all right. Now, let me just change that. Give me 1 second. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the names on the card has to match identically. So is there a middle initial for your name on your card, or it just says Frejewit?
Here. I found my business card.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you my business card. You ready?
Okay. Is it a Visa? MasterCard?
Yes. It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
It's 4635.
Okay.
5200.
Okay.
0174.
Okay.
1067.
Okay. Expiration date?
11/29.
And then the last thing I need is something called the CC code. It's the last three digits behind the card.
Yes. 246.
246. And does the card say Rose Handyman or just your name, Mr. Frejewit?
Yep. Rose City Handyman, LLC.
Okay, hold on. I got to put that on there. Rose City Handyman, LLC. And then it also says your name, right? Frejewit, I can't.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Do you go by a shorter name, Mr. Frejewit? Like, do people call you like a nickname or no?
Yeah, they call me Free.
Free, okay. Do you mind if I address you as Free? Is that okay?
Yeah. No,
okay. That would have been a lot easier a long time ago. Okay. All right. Bear with me one second, Mr. Free, while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one, okay? One quick second here.
Oh, yeah.
While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you. It's pretty brief. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice to your email. Welcome to Local Splash. The call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct, Mr. Free, can you please verify the company name?
Rose City Handyman, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Frejewit Teklahaimanat, owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Rose City Handyman LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the card that you provided, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mr. Free, we do ask that you are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative moving forward. Okay, the initial payment will be processed today, February 12th, for the total amount of $299. Keep in mind that the next payment will not be due until March 12th, and the flat rate is going to stay $299. Also keep in mind, Mr. Free, that this is not a contract, so you have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay? All right, so I'm sending everything over to your email. Let me get that confirmation over there right now. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. All right, Mr. Free, the card that I just ran, it came back as insufficient funds.
Too much usage, no depositing.
All right, did you want to use the other one, your debit card? We can use that one.
Yeah, the debit card is in my husband's name, though. Whenever
it's okay, as long as you're authorized to use it, that's fine. What's his name?
His first name is TEDROS.
Okay, just like that.
Middle
Ted
initial
Ross.
T.
Middle initial T. Okay,
yep,
and then the same last name.
Yep. No, last name is ANDE.
Okay.
BER.
Okay.
HAN.
Okay. Ander Burhan.
Anderbrahan, yes.
Anderbrahan, okay. Tedros, T-E-D-R-O-S, middle initial T, Anderbrahan, and then this one does not say the company name, right?
Is that? No, this one does not. The last letter you use is an N, right? Not M.
Yeah, it's an N as Nancy. Yes, it's
correct.
N as Nancy, okay. And is it also a Visa card, Mr. Free? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
It is. It's 43-42-57-80-25-95-33-36.
Okay. Expiration date on this one?
09-27.
And the CC code, the last three.
The last three, 235.
235. Okay, stand by 1 second here. Let me go ahead and process that with this new card. Bear with me 1 second. And you are an authorized user on this card, correct?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. 3336. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. It seems like the payment is going through with this one. Bear with me 1 second here. Okay, perfect. So the payment has been processed with this with your husband's card. There is a you're going to get confirmations that are coming to your email right now. There's a one email in particular, Mr. Free, that's going to come to you that you have to fill out that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to and that all the information you provided is correct. If you have like 2 minutes, I don't know if you're able to do this now, I can walk you through that email. This way when you get a call from our IT guys, you know, you can have this done because they're going to ask you to take care of that anyways. So I don't know if you have access to your emails right now. I can walk you through that right now.
I do have access to my email. You haven't sent it yet, though, right?
Let's see here. Let's see. Yes, it's already sent. You've actually got a couple of them that already came through because you're going to get a few of them saying welcome to the company and so forth. The one that you want to open is the first one that you got that says Local Splash
okay.
Initial Invoice. and it's going to say,
got it.
Hello, Frehewit. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then what you want to look for, it's a little letters that say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you find those.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, yeah, so far right now, local, you can log into your account. That's what it's saying. I'm getting all kinds of sending messages, but I'm looking. I don't see where that says that at.
Yeah,
so
when
far,
you
access your dashboard.
Okay, yeah, if you went all the way down to access your dashboard, you're a little bit too low. It's right above that. It says, please click here to accept terms, and it's in little blue letters.
Okay, no, it says you can log into your account at, and then that's the only blue letter there is. Should I go to the other one then?
Yeah, can you click on the other one? I'm trying to see if you're on the right email. If you're on the right email, it's going to say, hello, Mr. Frederick. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. So that's
okay.
So, okay.
Says,
that
click
one.
Here.
Click here. There you go. Okay. Perfect.
Got it.
So what you want to look for right now is your phone number now, Mr. Free. To the bottom left, you're going to see your number, 503-484-5741.
Here, hold, give me a second here. So, it says to open, I gotta use my, okay, let me use my,
Oh yeah, to open it, you can use whatever, Google, Apple, whatever you use.
Okay. So here's the agreement. So Local Splash terms and experience. Okay. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to be looking at. So you want to look towards the bottom, left of the screen. It's going to show the phone number, 503-484-5741.
Yes.
Okay, right underneath that is where, yeah, I agreed to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number, which means that you give us permission to text you when we need to. That's SMS is another word for text. So you click on the first box. The second box says, I authorize that I'm an authorized holder to the credit card that I provided and that all the information is complete and accurate.
Yep.
So you click on the second box. About three or four sentences down, you're going to see your husband's name, Tedros T. Ander Burhan, okay? Do you see his name?
I'm looking for it.
It's right underneath those boxes you click. It's just about two or three sentences below. It says signature, your name, and then your husband's name. Tedros T. Ander Burhan.
Yep, there it is, yes.
Okay. Right underneath his name, there's a little orange box where you have to type his name in exactly as it shows on here. Tedros, space, T, space, Andy Burhan, and then hit confirm signature. So what this is going to do, it's also going to give you access to the dashboard, Mr. Free. What is the dashboard? You're going to be able to see how many people click on the profile on Google, how many calls you're getting from Google. Everything that we can see on the back end, we're going to give you access to that as well.
Okay.
Once you hit
confirm right now, it says username.
Okay, so you did it correctly. It's going to say welcome to Local Splash. It's going to ask you for the username. So you're going to get a call from our IT guys. I can schedule you to get a call later in the evening today or tomorrow morning, and they're going to provide you with those passcodes. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are, I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT department does, right? They do all the back end work. They're the ones that are going to build the website, put you on Google. I mean, what time tomorrow or later today would you be available to spare about 30 minutes of your time, Mr. Free?
Okay. I guess what my quick question tomorrow, we might be home. So I guess tomorrow would be nice if we can get
tomorrow be better.
8
okay. 8 a.m. Yeah. We come into the office at 7 a.m. So I will schedule you down for 8 a.m. Is that okay?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. Just do
so
me a favor.
Username is, I'm going to get all that stuff?
Everything. You're going to get all that information from my IT department tomorrow. Just do me a big favor, Mr. Free.
Please don't
miss the phone call at 8. Because if you do, then we have to reschedule. And I don't want anything to cause a delay. So please just make sure you pick up the phone call tomorrow at 8 a.m. But let me be the first one, Mr. Free, to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. You know, our ultimate goal is to have a long-term relationship with Rose City Handyman. And we know and understand that the only way we can do that is by keeping you busy, brother. So again, thank you for the opportunity. I think you're really going to enjoy Google services. I mean, more than enjoying them, I mean, the purpose of it is, you know, to keep you busy with work. I mean, that's the really ultimate goal. So just, like I said, do me a favor. Make sure you pick up the call tomorrow for my IT department, and then we will get the ball rolling once they get all the information they need from you, because they're also going to ask you for pictures if you want us to put those on the website as well.
Got it.
Okay. All right, Mr. Free. Well, again, you're all set. Again, all you have to do at this point is make sure that you answer the call tomorrow at 8 a.m. And speak with one of our IT guys in that department. They will be calling you at 8 a.m. sharp tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Mr. Free. Thank you for taking the time. Again, welcome to the family, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Take care now.
Okay. Take care now. Okay. Bye-bye.